Chapter 1, Infurling. So just as nature reminds us that there is a time for unfurling, which is the movement of yang, the up and out, when we bring ourselves into the world, when we create, when we move towards goals, when we assert ourselves and initiate, so too, just as much required is the movement of infurling, the yin, which is the down and in. It's when we bring our awareness within and face ourselves. It's when we allow life to touch us, when we come into deep feeling or listening, and when we integrate and digest, when we let go so that we can create space for something else, for new life, just as a plant sheds its blossoms and flowers to create compost for new life. And as we approach this winter solstice, this is nature's invitation to come into a deep yin, to allow ourselves to infurl. And with that, invite a depth and perhaps a softness and an intimacy with ourselves that during the busyness and the intensity of summer and the yang might not be as possible. And of course, we live in a world, in a man-made world, in which there is a real deficiency of yin, in which we have decided to value the yang and the doing over the yin and the being. And many of us feel this deficiency of yin within us and how that impacts our well-being. We feel like we're spreading ourselves thinly, and like there's always a sense of rush and scarcity of time, like we're always running after something, and we end up feeling brittle, and like we're just sort of dancing on a surface layer of life. And when we do bring our awareness inside, and when we do slow down, and when we do come into that spaciousness, that emptiness, can be confronting, because we then meet that which we've been avoiding, perhaps. And yet the invitation for this week as preparation for the next weeks is to really pay attention to our relationship to the yin. And when we are confronted with an infinite number of choices during the day, to invite more yin into our day, to see if we can lessen the busyness to the best of our ability, and if we can slow down, and if we can find pockets of doing less or coming into more listening, allowing ourselves to drop a little bit more into just the experience of being a body on this planet. So the yin invites us to really inhabit our bodies and to come more into listening. And this is a skill and a quality that we will really focus on and invite more proficiency in over the next weeks. Because as we enter this period of long dark nights and this very magical time of closing a cycle and this pause over the winter solstice, where it's like something has come to an end and something new hasn't quite begun yet. We're in this kind of liminal space. And this is the point where we can really support our process by befriending this emptiness, this death, if you like, and really connecting with our bodies and the earth, so that through that deep connection and that listening, we can invite guidance and wisdom, so that our intentions, our dreams, our visions for the future, they're not so much personal or coming from the personality, but that we can offer ourselves for a larger wisdom to sort of come through us, that we can be vessels for that in a world that needs our personalities and our uniqueness, but also really needs us to tap into a greater intelligence, so that we can really be part of the earth's wisdom, its own self-healing mechanism, by listening for that guidance. And so this week we really come into practicing that yin. And part of practicing is failing. It's noticing our addiction to doing. It's noticing the struggle of sitting in stillness or slowing down. It's noticing the challenge in perhaps meeting the feelings that lie underneath there, and still we keep trying, we keep showing up, we keep making little steps, and we honor that our struggles also go beyond the personal, that we live in a system that has prioritized the yang, that only values the yang really, that we've divorced ourselves from the yin. And that we're all together in this struggle. And that by connecting with that bigger picture and sharing our intention to create balance with ourselves, and in particular welcome this darkness and transform perhaps our ideas around darkness, that it's not something to be feared. And the winter solstice is not just about focusing on the light that will soon start returning, but it's also really embracing these gifts of darkness. And that this is the place where life begins. And that coming together to share our intention, to celebrate our triumphs and lament our struggles, that we can support this cultural shift in this connection together. So can you embrace this pole of yin, this need as well to go with the flow of nature and infurl? Can we create pockets of time to do that? And even as we go about our day, can we bring in a sense of softness and slowness? And perhaps calling to mind that image of the leaves of a plant as they start curling, infurling, returning to the earth. Can we call that picture to mind to support our own journey of slowing down and drawing within this week?